We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Sok to Gemara, it said in the Mishnah, Ve'imach Zirim Es HaShever, that on Shabbos you can't return a broken bone to its place. You can't place a broken bone on Shabbos. Amar Rav Chana Bagdasa, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Machzirim Es HaShever. Halacha is you are allowed to be Machzir HaShever on Shabbos, and Rashi brings down, because Shmuel holds in the Mishnah we are Geiris Machzirim Es HaShever. Instead of the Geiris, Ein Machzirim Es HaShever, the Geiris of the Mishnah is Machzirim Es HaShever. You're allowed to place a bone back in its place on Shabbos. And the reason why you're allowed to do it, Kumavuyer in the Paiskim and the Mishavur brings down, is because Sakonas Eiver. Even though Maki is the Rabbanon to put a bone back in its place, but by Makam Sakonas Eiver, you might lose the bone, Chas V'Shalom, then you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Even if it's not Pesukuch Nefashos, just alone that you might lose a bone, that gives you a head to do Issa the Rabbanon, and therefore you can make Zirim as a Sheva on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Maisa about this halacha. Rabbi Rav Chana, Iklo Pumbadisa. Rabbi Rav Chana went to Pumbadisa, like all the Perkei to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though he was in town, he didn't go to Rabbi Yehuda's Drasha. Shadre la Ada Daila. He sent Ada Daila. Ada was like the minister, Rashi's minister, Ol Mamuna. He was like the Shamus. He sent him, Omale Zil Garbe, go schlep Rav Chana here, Rabbi Bar Chana here, even if you have to schlep him by his clothing, bring him here. Also Garbe, he schlepped him over here, brought him to the shir. Also, when Rabbi Bar Chana came to the shir, Ashche, he found that Rabbi Yehuda was darshening and was saying in the Kadarish, Ein Machzir Mes HaShever. He's reading the Mishnah Kapshutai. They are now to return a broken bone to his place. Omale, Hochi Omar Rav Chana Bagdas, Mashmuel, Halacha Machzir Mes HaShever. Rav Chana Bagdasa said b'shem Shmuel that the halacha is you are machzir Mes HaShever on Shabbos. So Amalei Rav Yehuda said, oh really? Gevaldik. Ha Chana Didon. You know, this Chana Bagdasa is from our country, from Bava. Ha Shmuel Didon. Shmuel is from our country. Like Shmuel, I never heard it. But Dina Gavar Yisech, it's a good thing I slept you here, because if not, I would never have heard this membra. I'm very happy with this member. I want to pass on this member that you're allowed to be machzir Mes HaShever b'Shabbos. If not, for you would have came to the shir. If not, this is a good thing I slept you here to the shir, because this way, now I found out this halacha that really would go is machzir Mes HaShever b'Shabbos. Zokt the Gemara Vayit. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Nifrika Yodai, if someone's hand fell out of his socket or the regal, let's go back to Mishnah Loshen, Mishnah Nifrika Yodai Raglai, Layit Fem Bitsayin, and you shouldn't rub it vigorously with cold water to put it back in its place. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because it's the Rabbanon of Refuah. Rav Avya Havayos Bekamed Rav Yosef. Rav was sitting for Rav Yosef, and Shani Layodai, he's twisted his hand, and it came out of its place. Amalei hachi mai, and I put it back. It says also, v'hachi mai. What about this way? Amalei also, it's also. Ad hachi es bach yode. At the end, the ma'aseh's hand went back into place by itself. Amalei, so he asked him, "Ma'iti bayla? What was your shayla? Tanan mishnifka yode yiragloi lo yifat lo yitvei mitzaynin. Avareichas k'darker misrapin esrapin." The first mishnah did not let it go ahead and do this on Shabbos. So what was your having? You ask me, you're allowed to do like this, you're allowed to do like that. The first mishnah, you know, I'll do that. So Amalei, so Rav Avi answered. I'll tell you what my question was. Because didn't we learn the Mishnah Imachzir Mes HaShever? They now put back a broken bone, and still Vamarav Chana Bagdasa Amashmu Halacha Machzir Mes HaShever, that we hold that Yigar is Machzir Mes HaShever. So I thought maybe if it comes to hand out of a socket also, you're allowed to do that. Amalei Kula V'Chada Machta Machtinu. It's all in the same. You weave it in one weaver, in one piece of clothing. There, they change the girsa. Here, it's not change the girsa. Hech the itma, itma, hech the lo itma, lo itma. If it doesn't, there we have a memra that migoris machzir Mes HaShever. But regarding a hand that fell out of its socket, there you don't have a halacha, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. And it comes in to halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa we paskin that only by a sakonas aver could you do this. But if it's not a sakonas aver, you can't put the bone back in its place. Lemaisa they go, it's pasher smuta like the Mishmuru speaks out. By day Yisrael it's a shayla. Unless it's a shayla of sakoni, the sakonas of pasher or sakonas aver, then avada you're allowed to do it. A lot of times that's the metzias. If a hand falls out of its socket, it could be something get ruined over there, some ligaments there, then it might be a prab. But if it's not a sakona, then of Sakonas Eiver, then you're not going to put it back in, you could do it a day ago. Hadun Aloch Chavis Beli Neda. For those that finished it, we finished Perek Chavis, Baruch Hashem. Let's start the next Perek, Perek Shoyal. Zok the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us Halacha that if you're going to borrow something on Shabbos, we're worried you might come to write it down. Write down that you borrowed it. Therefore, you have to make a Shinui. And the Gemara will elaborate a little more on this. We'll just read the Mishnah first.
If you're
If someone realizes on Shabbos he doesn't have any wine, he doesn't have any oil, so he goes to his neighbor and he says, "Can I borrow some wine and some oil?" So you're allowed to borrow it, but you can't say halveini. You can't say lashon lend me. You can say borrow it to me, but you can't say lashon of halva'a. Halva'a means in lashon hakodesh means when you borrow money. And usually Rashi says that's usually at least a 30-day loan, a kapana. When it comes to borrow something, usually you're borrowing something be'en. Usually you're borrowing something that you're giving back ben. Let's say you're borrowing a lomo, you're borrowing a piece of clothing. So usually you give it back ben, and usually it goes back much quicker because the guy can take it back anytime he wants. So therefore, shoyo is lashon of short-term, and halveini is lashon long-term. So you have to say lashon shoyo, not lashon halveini. And we'll see a little bit in the Gemara a little more. But that's the simple pshat. Shoyo is lashon of short-term, and halveini is also long-term, and therefore you have to say shoyel, not halveini. Even though here is not a regular shoyel, because you drink up the wine or drink up the oil, so you can return different oil, different shemen, or even the money for it, but still, you use a different lashon, a lashon shoyel. V'chein isha mecharvet kekaret, she doesn't have chalas, and she let a bar from a neighbor chalas. L'maisa, you can't write anything down on Shabbos, so what do you do? If you don't trust the neighbor, she might take those chalas and never repay you. So there, maniach talisoy etzloy. You know, you leave a talis by the person you're borrowing, and therefore he has like shtikla mashkin. And then, after Shabbos, make a chesbon how much he owes you. The same thing goes for v'chein erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim, shechalis b'Shabbos. You have erev Pesach in Yerushalayim that fell out on Shabbos, and you have to bring a karm Pesach, but you've got to buy a karm Pesach for Shabbos. What do? Meniach talis eitz etzloi, give a talis to someone, v'noi talis pischoi, and you get an animal. And after Yomtiv, you make a cheshbon. After Yomtiv, you make a cheshbon with him that, you know, I owe you an animal and I'll pay you back. And after Yomtiv means, on Chalamoid, you can make a cheshbon with him already and figure this out. Rashi says, but Yom HaShlishi, Rashi means, after Shabbos and after Yomtiv, you're going to make a cheshbon with him. About for this, because Erev Pesach was Shabbos, Sunday was the first day Yomtiv, so on a Monday, or in Chutz La'aretz on Tuesday, you make a chesed with him and pay him back. Zok the Gemara. Going back on the ratio of the Mishnah, which says you have to say shoyel and not halveini. Amli Rava bar Rav Chanan Labaye. Ma'ishno hashileini, ma'ishno halveini. What's the difference if you say lashon hashileini or halveini? What's the difference? And for the Gemara, Amli hashileini lo yosel mechtav. You say hashileini, not come to write it down, because usually by hashileini you don't write it down because it's short term. Halveini, which is usually at least 30 days, osel mechtav, you come to write it. Then we don't want you to come to write something on Shabbos. Therefore, we say, say hashileini, not halveini. Break the Gemara kasha. V'kivin de v'chol. Sometimes v'chol, even when you're taking a regular hava, zim de boilem eva halveini, v'avon hashileini, you still use the word hashileini, even when you're coming to make a regular hava, long term. V'loi kapit alai, v'asle mechtav. And you don't care if he says hashileini, you write it down. So v'shabbos not me'asle mechtav. V'chol, and shabbos also, even if you say hashileini, you might come to write, because in the weekday also, you sometimes use that lashon. So I'm going to answer like this. There you're going to write it down. But the Shabbos, keeping the hashileini who the sharulei rabban, rabban say you have to say a special lashon called hashileini. Halveini lo sharulei, you can't say halveini. Minkara milsav le osa mechtav. It's minkar now. The guy realizes, hey, I got to do something special. I have to say hashileini, not halveini. So therefore, since you have to say the different lashon, you remember not come to write it. And in the Poskim, they speak out that these days we're lending and borrow, this is the exact same thing. So maybe you should just say, please give me something. This way you're changing the lashon, you're saying, please give me, not using lashon halveini, and that's why it'll be the type of lashon you should use in Vizman Hazeh. Just say, please give me, I don't have any yayin shaman, can you give me yayin shaman? Then after Shabbos, you'll pay him back, because you're not using lashon halva. And we'll give it because of us. Hashleini halveini, that's a big difference, and therefore maybe that's a better lashon to use. But obviously, before you make any halacha l'maisa, look up the halacha. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Omale Rava Barav Chanan la Abaya. We're going to have a few Rava Barav Chanans to Abaya. I think three of them. This is the first one. Omale Rava Barav Chanan la Abaya. Mechti. Omru Rabban. This is the second one. We already had one with the Shailab Shad in our Mishnah. Once we had that, we bring in Agav a few other discussions. It might be altogether four. Four of them. Amle Rava Baruchan La'abaya. Mechdi. Amr Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said a memra, and it's brought down in Mesechus Beya, that even on Yontav, when you're allowed to do malacha on Yontav, you should just change it a little bit. So it shouldn't be a bazillion for Yontav. You should realize it is Yontav. Kol mili de Yontav, kamad efsel shenuye meshaninan. Whatever you could change and do a little different, do it different. So they asked him, so Rava asked Abaya, If that's true, so why, when the Noshim on Yontiv, they fill up their barrels with water, when they come home from the well with the full barrel of water, why don't they do something different? Why didn't they change something? They slept back a big, the water carrier, regular barrel of water. Why don't they do something different? What do you want them to do? There's nothing they could change. And the Gemara explains, hey, Chilev, what should they do? If the whole week the Mali Mechatzva Rabbah, if they always usually use a big barrel, now you want to use a small barrel, a little bit Mechatzva Zuta, Hakamav Shevelucha, they're making them go extra trips. And that's also a Tircha. We don't want to do extra Tircha on Yontif. So Terah says, if the whole week doing the Mali Mechatzva Zuta, a little Mechatzva Rabbah, they do a bigger one, Kamav Shevemasi, making it heavier for them. And Taisus speaks out, even though the Gemara in Beya, which is talking about carrying something also, it says that you should not bring it in one huge basket, you bring it in a bunch of small baskets. It says, because there, it's not uvda d'chol. But here, either way you do it, it's uvda d'chol, so it's better if you do the thing that's less tircha. So the question is, what are you changing? If you're changing a bigger barrel, then it's more heavier. Doing smaller barrels, you're making extra walking. Elamai, Zokti Gemara Kufman, Chesam HaBeiz, Elamai Nifra Sudra, maybe you should do something different by covering it with a handkerchief. Also, it's a comfort, they're squeezing, they're schita. And Rashi here also speaks out, even though the Gemara Beis gives that eitzah of covering something as a shinu, he said they were talking about you're covering apples, which is Dava Yavesh. It's not a comfort, they're schita, but this, a comfort, they're schita. Nechsaya bin nechtema, cover it with a cover made out of cheres, out of earthenware, an earthenware cover, a cover of a keli, cover with that. Zimn the mifsik for osila miktari. Maybe there, the way that those covers work, you tied it with a string to the barrel, you don't want to get lost. So here, if it snaps, you might recover it, retie it, and therefore, hilkach le'efshir, it's better just to do it regular. When you can't be mishana, just do it regular. You don't have to do something that will cause you to do a different issa or more tircha, and therefore, you do this regular.